Thanks for listening to WAER News on NPR One and WAER.org. Vera House of Syracuse created a display at Destiny USA that honors survivors of sexual assault and abuse in their own words and expressions. WAER's Liam McMonigal has the stories of survivors who hope to empower others.
Every 98 seconds, an American is sexually assaulted.
300 t-shirts now hang on a clothesline on the third floor of Destiny Mall. Each shirt is hand-decorated with stories, advice, and encouragement from survivors of abuse and assault. Angela Douglas, the associate director of Vera House Incorporated, says sparking a larger conversation about these issues is the first step in addressing them.
The voices that are coming forward in our country and across the world are bringing it to the forefront, and finally we're able to bring it to a place where hopefully now it can have conversation and be understood.
Though Vera House has presented clothesline displays in the past, Douglas says the spread of the Me Too movement has created a broader conversation about abuse and assault. Because of this, she says, there's been an increase in people looking for support locally.
Once that occurred, I think you began to see this kind of take off in a way that helped people identify. We have seen increase in people identifying, connecting with, needing support, even in our own community.
Alexandra Ducat, a speaker from the Survivors Network who helped facilitate the tribute, says the Clothesline Project has allowed survivors like herself a creative way to heal and provide support to others.
We're able to portray our message through art and words on shirts, and really it was an anonymous way for us to get our pain out in whatever way possible, and our hope and what we've gone through as well.
Alexandra also says the growing prevalence of the Me Too movement is helping connect survivors and show the community how widespread these issues really are.
It really just showed how long this epidemic has been going on and how many people have been impacted. It's not just women, it's people all over and all of all ages. I mean, the people on my Facebook were putting up the Me Too message. They were my own family members that I had no idea, and knowing that I'd been speaking publicly and maybe they were listening all along, and I think that was really powerful.
The Clothesline Project will be on public display until Sunday, April 15th. For more information and photos from the event, visit WAER.org. Liam McMonigal, WAER News.
Hear more WAER news coverage here on NPR One and at WAER.org.